Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What is up? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I'll tell you what, waste no time. Let's bring in the star of the show, my man, the Speculator. First off, how you doing? Looking sharp. And the floor is yours, buddy. What do you got tonight?
Hey, well, I may regret this, AB, but I typically fade the Lakers, but I'm going to have to go with them because of the way they've been playing. We're going Lakers team total over 110.5 at minus 110. Our model's predicting 112 points for the Lakers. That gives you a point and a half point edge over the line. Look, I'm going to read this off to you real quick, AB, because the Lakers have been nuts in the last five
games. Let it rip, bro.
They went 130 points against the Wizards, 133 against the Bucks, 128 against the Blazers, 115 against the Pacers, 143 against the Spurs. They've been averaging 129.5 points in the last five games, which is just insane. I don't expect them to reach that point tonight. However, because the Cavs are the slowest team in the NBA, they average 95.7 possessions per game. Since the Cavs play slower, so are the Lakers. But the Cavs are missing two key defensive components. Jarrett Allen is missing. That would be the key defender on Anthony Davis, which means Anthony Davis can play another MVP caliber game like he has in the last two. And Dean Wade, who's actually Cleveland's best box plus minus defensive player, is missing as well. Everything points to the Lakers going over 110.5 tonight.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what, Katie Mox agrees with you. She took the Lakers on the spread, right? And she brought up, let me ask you this. You got the numbers in front of you. She's fading Anthony Davis, and let's fading, right? Like, I mean, I think his numbers, you know, monstrous tonight, right? But yeah. her thought process was LeBron against the Cavs, and that he usually, I mean, almost always brings it 100%. Anything you're seeing in regards to, just players, you know, that you like tonight?
Yeah, I tend to agree with what she just said, actually. I think the line's at, is it 28 or 28.5? I think
yeah, it's 28.5, there. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, even with the last five games where the Lakers are scoring those insane numbers I just read off, he had the 55 like the last game, and I think it was around 43, 44 the game before. But before that, he's right on that 26, 27-ish range. So, I mean, if you're really going to say it, 3 out of 5 games he was under. So, I would probably go to the under as well. And you always have the storyline, LeBron in Cleveland. He's going to want to show out, right? I think she said that this morning as well. I mean, I would have happened to agree with her on that one.
Yep, there we go. Look, show synergy, man. I love it. Now, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give a site play here really quickly. We are riding with our man, Mad Max Gorenstein here. We're going with Oakland plus 16.5 against Syracuse. And the reason being is that, yeah, Syracuse is a good, you know, basketball team. That being said, they're a slow basketball team. Control it, right? Yeah, like that's where Mad Max is going with this one. Oakland can shoot. They can play. Yeah, it's going to be pretty tight. 16.5, he's rolling with that one. Now, for me, four plays, all right? First, we are going with Air Force -4 at home. It's an A-grade play on sportsline.com. That being said, I like it because the boys can shoot, especially at home. We should get into the high 70s here, and I'm not saying any bet is easy because they're not, but I like Air Force at home. Next, you know what? Let's have some fun. Two big teams playing tonight. First off, we're going to go Duke -2.5. That game is going to be fantastic against Iowa in Madison Square Garden. We're also going to play James Madison versus Virginia over 134.5. You look at Virginia, they're actually pretty high scoring team, averaging around 74, 75 points per game this year. That being said, James Madison, yeah, upperclassmen. They could shoot, they could play as well. We're going to ride that over 134.5. Lastly, NFL Sunday, the Tennessee Titans, -3.5. You just saw that they fired their general manager, John Robinson. Mike Vrabel will be assuming way more power in this organization. A lot of it has to do with the A.J. Brown trade. A lot of it has to do with the offense and the roster, offensive line, et cetera, built around it. But let me tell you this. You like Mike Vrabel in underdog games? Take Mike Vrabel in getting people's attention games, and this is what it's going to be. Everyone at that facility this week is on point now because Mike Vrabel has all of their attentions, letting them know that they are not messing around whatsoever. The Titans are at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're betting Mike Vrabel. You're betting on them at home, and you're betting on them in a division game. If there were ever a time to play Mike Vrabel, this is the one. All right, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a little recap here. It does look glorious. Speculators on Lakers team total over 110.5. I'm on Air Force -4, Duke -2.5, James Madison, Virginia over 134.5, and the Titans -3.5. Lastly, site play, college basketball, Oakland +16.5. All right, everybody, we will be live at 4:30 p.m. Eastern today here in about 25 minutes or so to break down everything NFL Week 14, the Maestro, RJ White, Mike McClure, M squared, the group, they get it done. We're going to get ahead of the lines here. But until then, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. We'll see you here in a little while. Thanks.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!